Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. It is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's an honor to have all of you in the audience today. Thanks for tuning in. Here's what we're talking about. Who said? We do this occasionally, so I'm just curious. Who do you think said? I have had kids who were murderers and pimped who behaved better than this. Referring to who? Trump's administration, peoples. It's the headline. Who said murderers, pimps behave better than Trump administration officials? Who said that? It's all about Kate, folks. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the quote I just said. I'm talking about Governor Brown has decided, Kate has decided there will be no special session to fix the death penalty problem that the Democrats created. No surprise here, you know, because she's an adamant foe about it. But let me throw this at you. What do you think the outcome of that's going to be? Especially if there are people who still read the Oregonian. There are a few. And, you know, they have been unrelenting, the Oregonian editorial board, and going after Kate. And they go after her again about having to regain some credibility here, not because of the death penalty issue, but because of this whole sordid affair with Misha Isaac and the public advocacy, Ginger McCall, that advocate resigning. So all of this is, well, that's why I say it's all about Kate. Where Oregon is headed today, and this is, I think, was clearly evident yesterday. If you were listening to the radio show yesterday, the theme that came through from virtually every caller was this: Kate is destroying this state because of how she is leading the state. So if that's the feeling out there, if that's just the impression that people have, what will be the outcome of that? Will it eventually lead to enough people signing recall petitions that we force a recall election? Has Kate done enough damage to herself? I mean, that's really the only way to look at this. Has Kate done enough damage to herself? And this is one of the central themes in the editorial board today, because they basically call her a liar in this editorial. We'll get through that as we go along, but has Kate basically unelected herself because she is who she is? Is this feeling that came through? Look, I sort of expected from this audience that what we heard yesterday from the listeners of this audience, both in the emails and the phone calls, is what I would expect, that we believe Kate Brown is doing lasting damage to the state, folks. So do you think the average person is beginning to see this? As the Oregonian editorial board actually points out, and we'll get into that, but do you think the average person is now waking up to who Kate Brown is, but even more importantly, what she isn't? And that is a leader, even though she says now she's taking responsibility for this whole mess. Now, let me also say something to you, because as you know, And I do value your opinion, and there's lots on Twitter about this. In fact, there's a great tweet by Justin Brecht out of the Senate Republican caucus just saying basically Democrats just lied. The Oregon GOP put out a tweet about this saying Oregon's Democrat supermajority lied. Kate Brown knew it was a lie and refuses to fix it. That's this whole business about letting murderers off. Well, let me say this to you. The show is about me helping you change your world one person at a time, because really that's the only way you're going to do it. You've got to do it through prayer. We talked about that. I will continue to talk about that. Praying for the state, praying for our leaders. Yes, indeed, Kate. But also in your ability to influence the thinking, persuade the persuadables. So when I say this to you, what I'm going to say to you next, I want you to think about what your gut reaction to it is. Here's what I'm saying. Kate Brown doesn't care about the victims of murderers on death row. Let me say it again. Kate Brown doesn't care about the victims of the murderers on death row in Oregon. Now, the reason that I say that is because that is a central emotional theme that can have an incredible impact that you can use in conversations about all of this. You know, it's one thing to hit Kate for continuing John Kitzhaber's, what I believe is an unconstitutional suspension of the death penalty, which she has done. It's one thing to talk about that, but it's another thing to say to people that you're trying to persuade that Kate doesn't care about the victims of the murderers on death row. You see, in this story in the Oregonian today about Kate Brown refusing to call a special session to deal with this issue, they quote the daughter of one of the victims of one of Oregon's serial killers. Her name is Fiona Prendergast. And her mother, biological mother, Cynthia DeVore, was one of serial killer Dayton Leroy Rogers' victims. Now, he's on death row. He's been on death row a long time. She called the governor's announcement, quote, absolutely devastating, unquote. Prendergast is now 32 and was 8 or 9 months old when her mother was killed. Listen to this. The story says she said she made multiple calls to the governor to urge a special session, but never got a response. She's quoted again in the story saying, this is a nightmare. So when you say to, again, what I'm hoping to do with this radio show is to present the issues of the day, politicals, it's politics with it over a cup of coffee, so that you can ponder them and about how you can think about these issues and change your world. If you don't like where Oregon is headed, and believe me, folks, I don't. This is my state. I'm a fifth-generation Oregon farmer here. I served in the Oregon legislature. I'm not going anywhere. I'm tied to the land. Some people can leave. I can't. So I'm going to stand and fight. I'm going to stand my ground. Are you? How will you do that? Will you pray for our leaders? Will you pray that if our leaders don't do the right things, that we can politically remove them from office, or that God Almighty through supernatural means will create the circumstances where they will be removed from office, like maybe a recall? If you're really desiring to change this state, and many of you are, I mean, you call this show and you talk about how you signed both of these recall petitions because you feel like this is the only way you can take a stand, the only way you can make a statement, because you feel like you are disenfranchised. You feel like governor doesn't care about you. All she cares about are the unions, the trial lawyers, the environmental wackos, and Portland. Now, I am not just saying this because I think that I've heard it from you, because I have heard it from you. But I'm saying it because every day almost, because I live in the political world, I am out and about, and in my daily walk as a farmer, I run into people who make those statements to me. Now, I will. Yesterday, I went into a hardware store that I do business with, and I asked them if they had signed the petitions. This is in a rural Oregon community, and I will tell you that the guy who owns the business and has managed it for many, many years said, we've all signed both petitions. And then he said, it's the only thing I can do to stand up to what I think is the legislature and the governor not caring about the rest of us. Now, that's an emotional feeling, isn't it? I mean, to me, it speaks it. Because it's based on, yeah, the policy decisions, but that those policy decisions lead to this feeling that your leaders don't care about you. So when this lady, this daughter of a woman murdered by a guy who's on death row, when she says she made multiple calls to the governor's office to urge a special session, but never got a response. If you say that to someone who is on the fence on maybe the recall, or maybe as if we get the signatures, I believe that we will, and we're going to have a campaign. If you say that to someone who's on the fence, what kind of an emotion do you think that evokes in them? When you say, Kate Brown doesn't care about the victims of murderers on death row, and then you say, take this lady who was in the Oregonian story about the governor not calling a special session to fix this problem of basically letting murderers off the hook. She made multiple calls to the governor's office and nobody got back to her. Never got a response. Why is that? Doesn't the governor care about victims? Who has more rights here? The murderers or the victims? Who's been damaged? The murderer or the victim? Now, I can guarantee you, friends, that if you pose questions in that manner, again, to the persuadable people who are on the fence here, that's powerful, is it not? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to know what you think about this. 503-589-1220. Do you think that you can use phrases and words like this based on fact? News stories. You think you can use it emotionally to move people? What do you think? 6:20 in the morning. Love to hear your perspective. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Who said murderers and pimps behave better than Trump administration officials? We're also talking about Kate Brown. She says no special session to fix the Democrat go around the constitutional death penalty provision. So in a moment, I'm going to go to Rich on the line, but I'm asking this question seriously. How do you think people feel on an issue, any political issue, if they feel that their leaders don't care about what they think? Is that enough to move someone to vote against somebody, to work against them? Now, there's a reason I'm doing this. There's a reason I'm posing this question, folks. I didn't do this without thinking about it, because I think this is very important. And it, frankly, I think it leads the way to the future. Not just in Oregon, but across the country. And there's a reason why. But let's go to Rich. Let's talk to Rich first. Rich, good morning, brother. What do you think?
Morning. How you doing?
I'm good.
It goes a lot further than Kate Brown. If you walk the halls of state capitol, the disdain and the condescending attitude of the Democrat Party in general is terrible. It's you go down and up and down the elevator with them, their whole attitude, you try and talk to them, their whole attitude is worse than hers, if that's possible.
So you think it's more than just Kate, but Kate's...
Oh, it is. It's definitely more than just Kate.
Yeah.
They're going by whatever, who's ever paying him or whatever you want to call it, that's they're doing their thing. But it's they're all against Oregon, and, well, I would say all, Betsy Johnson, Barker, and a few others aren't. But the thing is that if you try and talk to them, even their people out front have such a disdaining, condescending attitude towards you, it's terrible. So it's not a feeling, it's a fact.
Well, it is. Now, so, ultimately here, Kate Brown is the focus of this through the recall right now. So what do you think, if that's the general feeling? I mean, you're a guy, you're a former state employee, private sector guy. You come to the war room, you walk the halls, you talk to these people. You just articulated that. But the average person doesn't. So how do we communicate what is your experience that these people don't listen to you? And it's more than Kate. It's just an attitude that's pervasive in the ruling Democrats. How do we communicate that to other people who aren't paying attention, Rich?
I do it when I get in a conversation about something and they start talking about Kate Brown and taxes and cap and trade. And I say, well, I go down there and I can tell you that the average Democrat legislature hates your guts, and here's how they treat me when I walk in there, and I don't even have to say anything other than hi.
Well, that's a powerful personal story, and you know, that's, if you're talking to somebody, how can they argue with you telling them a personal story? They can't, can they?
Well, they can, and I just say, okay, I'll drive you down there, and we'll walk it together, and you tell me how you are greeted.
And if you feel like your concerns are listened to at all. Because there's a difference, Rich, between listening to you and then having discussion with you and then ultimately saying, look, I don't agree with you, but I appreciate your time. I mean, that's different, because that tells me, in fact, when I used to do that with people who disagreed with me, that I disagree with them on policy issues, they thanked me for listening, and at least they knew that I would listen sincerely. The people who won't even give you the time of day, to me, that just builds, well, it builds exactly what your experiences have been.
Oh, yeah, it's tragic. I mean, I've been able to talk to various politicians in the past that I've disagreed with, and I've gotten much more, professional attitude out of someone that I totally disagreed with than I do from these people that don't even know who you are and don't even know why you're there.
And frankly, their attitude comes off that they don't care.
They don't. They're in their own little world of power, and they don't care what you're there for. It's like you're bothering them. And I get that from their from the people out front at the desks. And as far as I can see, they emulate the people they work for.
That's exactly right. You know as well as I do. You've been around a while, Rich. Leadership comes from the top down. Rich, thanks. Appreciate your call this morning. That's Rich's perspective. What's yours? 503-589-1220. It's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am. In fact, Dwight sent me a great email late yesterday about Queen Kate is getting nervous. It's the Willamette Week story about Queen Kate not calling this special session to deal with her and the Democrats screw up in the go around the Constitution death penalty bill. And it's the Willamette Week story quotes Senate Republican leader Herman Bertziger. I'm going to get into that in a moment, but I want to remind you, friends, first off, if you don't have enough life insurance, I mean, seriously, if you don't have, if something happened to you and you don't have enough life insurance to pay off your debts for your family, well, think about what the implications of that would be for them. And nobody wants to think about death. Heck, I don't want to think about it, but I still have enough life insurance. In fact, I've got more than enough life insurance, and I do that for a reason. Because I do not want to leave my family with that burden. So you know what? You really ought to sit down and talk to Fred Thompson from New York Life. Fred's a patriot. He believes in the values and principles of the founders. He lives it with his life. You can do business with anybody. Maybe you ought to think about doing business with somebody who believes in the things you believe in. Why don't you call him? 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. Now, I'm going to give you a hint, because we're almost at the bottom of the hour, as to why I'm asking this question about caring. And it relates to this issue. Herman Bertziger said this: the Democrats decided to ignore the voters who should have had a say in this controversial issue. They changed the law on the death penalty to Senate Bill 1013. They knowingly passed a bill that's retroactive. The most tragic part of this bill is it will inflict more pain on the victims' families who have been horribly damaged and traumatized. Their horrific experiences will be in the public again as the worst criminals are given the chance of parole. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes before the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go right back to the phones, 503-589-1220, or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. Who said murderers and pimps behave better than Trump administration officials? Who says that? By the way, tomorrow is the big let's let the school kids go walk out for climate change action day. I think we ought to, well, as one group of parents has done, they have sued the Portland Public School District, not over that issue, over the gun walkout issue. These are pro-Second Amendment people. Is that an appropriate direction? Should we sue for dereliction or for waste of our money? Because it's the amount of money that they're burning every minute those kids are gone from the classroom. They're not being taught. They're off campus. They're participating in a political event. And the Portland Public Schools says, hey, that's okay. Go right ahead. We'll give you an excused absence if you tell us you're going to go. Oh, goody. Yeah. So why am I asking this question? If you say to someone, Kate Brown doesn't care about the victims of the murderers on death row in Oregon. If you say that to somebody, what do you think their reaction would be? What's your reaction to it? Especially if you add, because she won't even listen to them. She won't return their phone calls. Nobody from her office will respond to the actual victims and their families. You see, friends, it's one thing for you and I, if we're not victims, but we have opinions about this. It's one thing for us to call the governor's office, and I hope you do, and state your opinion. It's one thing for us to do it, but it's entirely another matter when a, in this case, the daughter of a victim of serial murderer, Dayton Lee Rogers, who's on death row in Oregon, has been for a long time. The daughter calls multiple times to the governor's office. This is an actual victim. Yeah, she's a victim because her mother, she's never known her mother. Her mother was murdered when she was 8 or 9 months old. That's an actual victim. It's one thing for you and I to call. It's a nut. It says it just speaks volumes, doesn't it? Wouldn't somebody from the governor's office get back to an actual victim? Well, apparently not, because they don't care. So why is caring such an important thing? What do you think? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Art. Art, what do you think? Good morning.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this morning?
Good.
First of all, congratulations on your win with Kate and all this stuff. You know, I know we talked yesterday, but big victory on your part. You should be proud of what you've been doing here lately. And you must be really enjoying sitting at the table and, well, not enjoying because we shouldn't be there, but know that the good stuff you're doing is great, and that every minute that this goes further, another one of those dominoes that we got that are lined up on the table falls in the circumstances with Kate Brown, because she keeps doing the things just like, you know, oh, well, I guess we can't do anything about this death penalty thing. And she's going to blame the state legislature. You watch when we get enough signatures to recall her. But, you know, I can imagine that the Democratic Party is really antsy about what's going on here. A typical example of that, look at Lori Mons Anderson. Hey, you know, this has gone too far. I'm getting the hell out of here because I am tired of what's going on, and I don't even like what's happening in my Democratic Party. And I'll bet you everybody in her district is going to vote to kick Kate Brown out because her constituents loved her. But let me say, Jeff, that, you know, every time you turn around, Kate knocks another one of the dominoes off, which is ultimately going to lead to the end of a bad governorship, a governorship that only cares about certain individuals, especially her crony friends down in California, and doesn't give doodly squat or care about the blind, any Oregonians, including the blind. Believe me, I could tell you some stories. But, you know, it's just incredible to me. But I think the die is cast. And Kate, in the next month, is going to be gone.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you could very well be right. Or maybe not. Art, thanks for your call. And the reason I say maybe not is the reason that I'm posing this question. And here's what it is, friends. Very simply, we want the people in our world, especially our leaders, to care about what we think. That's sort of human nature, but especially in our constitutional republic, the way our governance structure is set up, we vote for people, they swear an oath of office to serve us and to protect the rule of law through the Constitution. Now, they swear that, they may not mean it, but the whole point of this is that we want them to serve us, but we also want them to care about us, because that's human nature. Now, it has, this has all become ever more prevalent, I guess, is the word I want to use, in our culture in America today. Again, we're very unique. This country is, this is an experiment that had never, ever been done before and really hasn't been replicated well anywhere else in the world. But in mankind's history, no one had created this type of a governance structure. But it's changing. Our culture is changing. We know that. That's why there's this all-out assault on Brett Kavanaugh and going after Trump, because Trump is changing the courts. And the left puts all, everything into the courts, because they can't pass their radical agenda in terms of legislation. They have to get judges to rule. That's changing the culture. Look at it all. Gay marriage now. Transgenderism is next. Who knows what after that? Bestiality, I don't know. I mean, how far is too far, right? But the reason that I'm talking about care is because our culture is changing, and it is changing because of technology. And Ron, I want you to hang on, because I'm going to talk to you. Our culture is changing, folks. And as one of our regular emailers who listens to the show, who works for the government, says to me, people are thinking with their feelings. Social media is one of the biggest drivers of that. And right now, instead of, you know, we Republicans have said forever, and we've missed the boat here. We're right, but we've missed the boat in how to communicate and connect with people. And that is, we say, Sergeant Joe Friday, just the facts, ma'am. That doesn't cut it anymore. Our culture is changing. Social media is changing. It's all about feelings. It's not about thinking. It is all about feelings. So if that is how culture is changing, let's use it to our benefit. Let's present issues of the day, the political issues that really do impact your life. Let's present them in a way that gets people to thinking and feeling. So when I say Kate Brown doesn't care about the victims of the murderers on death row in Oregon because she won't even listen to their families, she doesn't care. Doesn't that evoke an image and a response? I think it does. Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, good morning. What do you think?
How you doing?
Good morning, brother. Yeah, go.
Okay, thing is this, she don't care. She don't care about the future of our children. Instead of rehabilitating the youth and the youth authority, like I know one kid should be doing a 3-year sentence, 5-year sentence. He's out in less than 13 months. She is the enabler to the criminal and the distractor for the citizen. That's what she is, a retro Bolshevik. She will utilize her powers basically to use for excuse, to work off a feeling, but at the same time, she costs us more money than ever before. She don't give a rat about victims. She don't care about the people that broke in your house, tear your windows up in your car. She don't care about the homeless. She does not care about the drug situation. She cares about enabling those things off of feeling and don't do nothing. Say, look what I done. My question is, what is she doing down there in Roseburg last night? Answer that
question. Thanks, Ron. We're at the end of this segment.
I know, brother. We'll have to let you. God bless you.
6:48. Be blessed, brother. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Last segment for today. Great to have you with us, friends. Who said murderers and pimps behave better than Trump administration officials? None other than Joy Behar on The View, folks. Talking about Corey Lewandowski, you know, my old buddy from my AFP days. Corey, of course, you may have seen him on Capitol Hill. He's a lot like Trump. He stood his ground. How cool is that? He flummoxed the Democrats on the committee, and he was combative. He's a fighter. I know the guy. I know him really well. So Joy Behar doesn't like it. Doesn't like when Republicans don't roll over like we've been used to, like Donald Trump doesn't do. Now, the lesson here is for Oregon, and it relates to Oregon, and it relates to this whole business about Kate Brown. By the way, if you have not signed the recall petitions, you can go to flushdownkatebrown.com, flushdownkatebrown.com. That's one of the petitions you can sign online. Or you can go katebrownrecall.com. That's the Oregon Republican Party's petition. Let's get them both on the ballot. Let's have this fight. It's important because it's going to be the opportunity again to have these conversations with people who are not paying attention. They're the persuadables. And you can move them your way when you say things like, and put this in your own words, but I'm just suggesting questions that you can ask people to start conversations to get them thinking. You know, if Kate Brown really cared about the victims, the families of people murdered by these serial killers that are on death row in Oregon, if she really cared, why wouldn't someone from her office get back to them when they call? I mean, these are the actual victims. These are the family members. If she really cared, wouldn't? I mean, doesn't attitude come from the top down? Now, I want to expand for a moment on what Ron was saying about not caring. Because part of this is about credibility. That's part of the Oregonian editorial, again, which is called Regaining Credibility Will Take More Than Words from the Governor. This really gets to the heart of what we were talking about yesterday, isn't it? What would Kate Brown actually have to do to prove that she actually is going to be credible? Because the newspapers clearly say she isn't, and the public clearly says she isn't, and the newspapers are acknowledging it. Folks, they hit her on this delay for 8 days of not saying anything, not doing anything about this when this controversy broke about her lawyer doing her bidding, as even the Oregonian editor, and she acknowledged in her comments, as she's trying to save her job. I'm telling you, friends, this it will probably come out eventually that during this time, this eight-day period, her campaign, because she still has a campaign fund, her campaign was spending money polling. Folks, I would bet you dinner on it. That's what I'd do. She's polling. She wants to know how this is hurting her specifically in the middle of a recall. But before I get into that in our last segment here in the last few minutes, I want to remind you, you know, if you're like me and you have, you know, just life pains, body pains, you've got issues, I take CBD oil to help me with those issues, and I especially with my aches and pains because of my life, my damage that I've done to my body over the years, but also how I'm still very active even at my age. But you really should try CBD oil products. I buy my CBD products from Vim Natural Supplements down on South Commercial, just on South Salem, right next to Safeway. A great group of people. You should try CBD oil if you haven't. Maybe it'll work for you like it has for me and others. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care on South Commercial. Okay, so the Oregon editorial board says for 8 days, this is how they start off this editorial, about Kate Brown has a lot more to regain her credibility. I mean, just think about that. State's largest newspaper, the newspaper of records, so to speak, is stating for fact that she has lost credibility. That's no small thing, folks. They say for 8 days, Governor Kate Brown's office largely dodged questions about the resignation of Oregon Public Records Advocate Ginger McCall, and allegations that the Brown's general counsel sought to undermine McCall's independence. For 8 days, they keep making that point, don't they? For 8 days, Brown's office refused to acknowledge calls for Brown to rescind her controversial appointment of her general counsel, Misha Isaac, to a seat on the Oregon Court of Appeals. The third paragraph, they say it again, but for 8 days, Oregonians across the state and political spectrum didn't let up. On social media, in letters to the editor, and through news outlets, they reaffirmed their view that protecting government transparency is non-negotiable. And on Tuesday, Brown finally spoke. She announced that Isaac had turned down the judge position. Do you believe that? Not hardly, folks. Brown told him, "You're going to withdraw your name, or I'm going to embarrass you further and rescind it," because she'd already thrown him under the bus. Anyway, they continue. She announced that Isaac had turned down the judge position, pledged to support fixes ensuring public records advocates' independence, and most important, took ownership of the debacle. While late to the game, Brown laid out the right path to take if she wants to regain any credibility on her commitment to transparency. Now, this is why I structured the show the way I did today, and I asked this question. I pose the question to you that you can pose to others about caring. Does Kate Brown care about the victims of the families of murderers? It's not so much related to this particular debacle and her not having credibility, as the Oregon editorial board says, but it's the idea that they say, and I quote again from their editorial, on social media, in letters to the editor and through news outlets, on social media. So in other words, again, the things in our culture that we have the opportunity to talk about are the things that move people. They're acknowledging here, the Oregonian editorial staff, for 8 days across the state, people hammered Kate for this. That, my friends, is exactly how we can influence our world against, as Ron said, the retro-Bolsheviks, because Ron was right. The things that Kate is doing is leaving us with a feeling that she doesn't care. And when you use this example of not even returning the calls of the actual family members of the victims of these heinous murderers, well, that's a powerful emotional thing. Friends, thanks for listening today. I'm back tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about. So get out there. Make it a great day. Be safe. Be blessed. Pray for this state.